God's word for our consideration, for our life to nourish and to strengthen us, is from the Old Testament lesson. And I often do this as well. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to focus on the word that I speak here. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You can open up your eyes now. As we focus on these words that God speaks to us, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God's chosen us. Chosen us in holy baptism. We all know about being chosen. We all have probably experienced it in school and in athletics. And especially when there's a pickup basketball game or baseball game or hockey game, where you stand next to the board. They're going to say hockey because that's what I play most. You stand next to the boards in the pickup hockey game. You've got two captains up there, and they pick and they pick and they pick and they pick. And finally, they pick me. I'm elated because I got picked, but I'm also depressed because I was the last one picked. And it's not my name. It's the number on my helmet, number 14. Come here. They don't even know me by name. My son Andrew, he played hockey. He played hockey up through Bantams. And there were two age groups, two Bantams, Bantam A and Bantam B. And Andrew never got picked for Bantam A. But then when he went to the high school in International Falls and he played the alto sax, he got chosen for what they call the Dirty Dozen. It was 13 of instruments that played at the hockey games. Every home hockey game they would play at. He got this white and black leather coat that had on the back Dirty Dozen. And he said, "Dad, I got picked. Not because of my name, but because of my ability." He was so happy. God does the same thing with us. He chooses us in the waters of holy baptism. And you know, I walked by that font ever since I've been here in December, but it didn't really sit with me until last Wednesday when I came to church and I said, "Okay, where's the baptismal font?" Oh, there it is. And it's an amazing thing because if you ever go to St. Louis and you go to Old Trinity downtown, that's Mother Church of Missouri Synod, the baptismal font is in the narthex. There are other churches that I've seen with the baptismal font in the narthex because it's coming into God's kingdom. Washing in the water and the word and coming into God's kingdom, then they start the regular baptism service. But I want you to remember that God has chosen you to be his child. No matter what happens. No matter the as high as you fly with exuberance and joy with all the things in life, or whether you're brought down into the depths because of depression or death in the family, or as you struggle with other things. Chosen you. He knows you by name. The serious part of the scriptures is in the Psalms, and I think it's Psalm 135 or 139, when the Lord tells us that he knows everything we do. He knows when we sit down and when we rise up. Boy, that's scary. And when you teach that to 7th and 8th graders, they don't have a smile on their face because they say, "He knows everything?" Yes, he knows everything. God has chosen you as his child. The Apostle Paul echoes that in the 14th chapter of his book of Romans, beginning at verse 7. we live to the Lord. We die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. That's an amazing portion of Scripture. Isaiah 43 also is an amazing part of the Scriptures, because it tells us that no matter what happens, God is with us. God is carrying us. God is absolutely there, even when we sin. And you know, as soon as you go out of church today, you're going to sin. We all do. Sin is with us daily. That's why we need to remember our baptism. And Martin Luther wanted us to remember our baptism because he says the devil stands right behind us with his sledgehammer ready to hit us. And that's why we need to remember our baptism, because our baptism is so important. It's when I was baptized, and I can say baptized, but in the church that I belong, they called it christening. I grew up as an Episcopalian, and so they use baptism as a christening, as a name, naming the child. And that can be scripture, because in Luke chapter 2, verse 21, is where they name Jesus. So in the scriptures, it also has that connotation of naming. But here in Isaiah 43, Isaiah is telling us that God is going to be with us in our joys. When we hold our daughter, our son, grandchild, we know that God has blessed us with that amazing, amazing gift of joy. August 27th, 2017, both Karen and I were able to touch, if not hold, our granddaughter, who was born at 2 pounds, 8 ounces. She was a feather, 2.6. Okay, 2.6, I was off. She likes to mention to me, you know, you don't craft those illustrations very well. But it's how I see them. Anyway, it gave us great joy when we were finally able to hold Victoria. See those small little fingers, gaze into her eyes. See, that's the joy of life. But then, we know that with life, there's death. Sitting beside a bedside with many people that I have done throughout my ministry, and being there when their loved one is dying, shows the great compassion of our Lord and the comfort that we bring with each other. So we can see through this portion of Scripture that God is blessing us. I also use this portion of Scripture when a pastor is either ordained or installed in a congregation, because I said, you're going to have joys, and you're going to have sorrows, you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, but through it all, God says, do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. We are God's child, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And in that preciousness, we are given that life. Not just the physical life, but more importantly, the spiritual life. That we're able to grab hold of God, because he has grabbed hold of us. He's not going to let us go. No matter what kind of sin we sin, he's still going to grab hold of us. There's one sin that he won't grab hold of us, and that's sin against the Holy Spirit. And that's an unforgivable sin, is what God calls it. But all other sins, he forgives us for Christ's sake. And here he tells us, when we walk through the waters, I will be with you. The rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Some of those words are different than what the Old Testament said this morning, because I get it ingrained in my head of the NIV translation, and I can't wrap my head around the new translation that we have in LSB. But anyway, God is with us. And as God is with us, he gives us the power and the strength to reach out to others, to be that person that goes to a family who is struggling. It doesn't make any difference if it's a dad or if it's struggling with kids or whatever. We know people. We know people who are inundated with problems and stresses and strains that we can go in, we can be a comfort and a compassionate heart for people. We know that God uses us to bring that comfort to others. Whether it's the food that we bring, or if it's the word of comfort and compassion, God uses us. Remember, fear not. We don't know what kind of words to say, and yet God will use us at the right time in the right place. A friend of mine, Gary Tease, would always say that. He would say, God is going to use you. And when I called him about a year ago, and I said, "Say, Gary, I'm going to retire," and he said, "Pastor, there's no word in the scriptures that says retirement." So when we renewed our missionary that we've been supporting over the years, I emailed him, and then I emailed him back, and I said, "Gary, guess what? I'm not retired anymore. I'm working. I'm a vacancy pastor." And he says, "Wow, that's great. You see, God uses you. God uses each and every one of us. Whether we're teaching the children or whether we're helping with each other, God uses our abilities, our spoken voices, our hands, our feet, everything to give him glory. Remember that. Fear not, for you are mine. We are the Lord's child. In Christ's name."